Okay, so I want to discuss tonight the final, the bracha and the second curse that I got. So I learned this last night to Rabbi Weiss. We didn't fully work it all out, but whatever. We have some thoughts, and we work out some points together here tonight. So, it's good for us and Torah's climbing around that. Okay, so I didn't really look at many Mefarshim. I was kind of going with the shot of that, But see what happens, okay? You did? Okay, great. Do you have any sources or just.
Not really notice anything good.
Okay. Well, to Hashem, can Malchola. Asher Gi'alanu. So that you redeemed us and redeemed our fathers from Mitzrayim. Right? Okay. Right? I don't know all the different yourselves. I think we say Laila, but the other half here says Ha Laila. Right? Okay. Whatever. And he brought us, reached us to this night. Lechel bo matzamar. To eat matzamar. Cain, Hashem al Kenai Hoseinu. So too, Hashem our God, Yagain al Mahdan Regalam Chayram, should bring us to other Mahdan Regalam, Habba'im Likur Seinu Shalom, that come to agree to us in peace. Sveichir. Bevinin Yerucha, Bessasim Abba happy in the building of your city and joyous in their world. Right? And we'll eat from it and from like Zachem and Chagigas and Psachem. Now whose dead blood will reach to the wall of your Mizbeach. With Ritzai. The Nodal Chashadash, and we will thank, acknowledge to you with a new song, Al Gilasinovashane. Redemption and whatever, freedom of our right, salvation, freedom of our soul. Okay. Okay, so now this is a long bracha. Machlokas, whether you're supposed to do a long bracha or short. Mishnah, right? How this is the final bracha on Magen, right? So because the Mishnah on Kufta Zayin on Beis, it says. The Chosin Begula, right? The Tarfon Omer Asher Galanu Galas Chosin Mitzrayim, right? Oh, some Gersos have Begiono Alayla Hazel Lechol Matzamar. That's the Mishnayos we don't have that. Fine, period. Right, period. And then it says, if Tarfon, sorry, Bekiva Omer. Cain, Hashem, Al Kenu, Hev, Sina, Gilmo, Adam, Oregon, Lachem, Ban, Lachem, Shalom, Smechem, Ben, Yerchos, Mal, Tachem, Al Hasham, Mazahem, Sachem, Chule, Ad, Brach, Tashem, Glaisha. Right? So it's interesting. The quinter of Tarfon is just the beginning part. Until the Cain. The Cain is the add-on.
Over Rabbi Akiva, right? Yeah. Rav Tarfon, he says it's like a Berachos Haperos and Berachos Hamitzvos. It's one Hodah, simple Hodah. And your Akiva, your Chosim, because he adds on Divrei Ritzoi Bakasha. That's what the right, that's what the Rashbam says, I guess. Okay, so whatever. We all look at Akiva, but it's interesting. There are these two parts to it, right? Okay, any questions on the text of the bracha? Moshe is saying it sounds like your time friends, right? Well, what do you have to have this whole long thing? Brachas on Gal Yisrael or whatever, goes or the Seder. What's the whole long arichos for?
Actually, according to the Rambam, it's mitzvah l'saper,
right?
Right. So that's the mitzvah.
Right. Why are we talking about the future and whatever? Right. Right. And why are we talking about Gula Sinan? Okay, good question. Well, that's a good question. So the question is, why do you even need this whole bracha? To say a gafan. So that the Gemara says, I think this is relevant, but they ask the third bracha is on Berachas HaMazon. So the Gemara says, oh, so does that prove that benching needs a kos? So it says, no, you can't prove that. Because really, it says, Arba Kasi Tikkun Rabban Derecheros. Rabban set up four kosos Derecheros, Kol Chad V'chad Neveva Mitzvah. Do a mitzvah on each one. So the four kosos are connected to mitzvahs. It's like, somehow shows like our Cheros is always tied to mitzvahs. It's not just on drinking four cups. So one is on Kiddush, one's on Magid, one's on benching, one's on Halal. So the point is the bracha, the kos, is on, accompanies the magid. Right. I didn't see you saying, it was saying fine, but say it on magid, then it's a very often.
Right. You just did your magid. So now make a bracha. Have a bracha chal on your magid.
Right. Make the bracha first.
Yeah, I guess. Right. Where would the bracha agafen? By benching, there's a bracha. Kiddush is a bracha. Halal, I guess, doesn't play. I mean, it has a bracha, I guess. Just to have a guffin. I mean, I guess the guffin's connected to where's our guffin? The guffin's at the end, right?
Both those are
Yeah. It doesn't sound like it's a mess. There's no Asherki the Shem is also a Tzvana. Sounds like it's just the bracha, like culminating the whole Magid. I guess Magid isn't exactly a Sheva. Right? I mean, how old is, I guess. Right? Magid's telling the story. Right? The story is Machayev asked. And therefore you give the Shevach. But then maybe the Shevach is, you know, a little bit generic. It's like the standard Hallel. And now you're culminating in a Shevach about Gulas Mitzrayim. Yeah, I don't know. That's a bother. I don't know if I could prove that you need to have that, but it certainly seems like in place. A good way to culminate the Magid with a Shevach about the Gula. What does it mean that he brought us this night north to eat matzah mar? And how is that relevant? That's why we're talking about them.
Yeah, it's the Shemach.
Okay, that's a good question. Let's go. Lana Vigal Zavosena. Yeah, good question.
Is it essentially an Atzmar? Are we saying that?
Both. And also, there's no order. The order is a little funny to me.
Yeah.
I would have think Gal Zavosena, Be Osana, or something, right? Like, even us, right? But it's funny the order, right? You think you redeemed us, and then you say, like, whatever, right? But it sounds like you're redeeming us and our fathers. Your fathers and us. If anything, right? Okay, what's the point of the Bakasha? Good. Okay, what are all the elements in the Bakasha, right? There's a whole list of things. What are all those things, right? Right, it's kind of long, a lot of requests.
Right.
I don't know why I mentioned the Shir Chadash that we're going to sing afterwards. Why is that important or relevant? Okay, yeah, we're saying Rambam says that the Cain is only B'zman HaZeh, which makes sense. I mean, in the Lesser Lava, you can't say that. You already are there. But in the Golos, we say Cain. And back, you know, back in the Mikdash also, we did. Right. Yeah, okay, Michael's asking you a question. It's like, to mention that we're going to bring Karzvachim Sachem and the blood is going to reach the wall of the Mizbeth L'Ratzon, I mean, that seems like
very
strange
detailed.
Thing. Detailed, like, it's not what you think about when you think about the Karm Pesach. Like, it's true. It does the Karman and you sprinkle the blood on the wall of the Mizbeth. But I think I saw somewhere, some footnote somewhere last night that says there's a Griz or maybe Beis Halevi, one of those, who says, like, we never ever say that. It's like a lashon that's don't have that anymore. I don't need to answer it, but I don't know. The source I didn't have what he answered, it just said that he asked it. So why don't we go in order, right? So why don't we try and analyze it more? So what's this first thing? Asher Galanu, the Galas of Asinu, right? So it's definitely reminiscent of Paul Davidar, right? Maybe so we can mute there. The Choldar Vador, by the lyricist, I'm just going to get it here. The Choldar Vador, Chayav lyricist, smell. He lohu yatsa miyatsraya, right? Like he went out of the time, she never begat to mechale, but went out lemor, but vor ze asa Hashem li, says miyatsraya. Hashem did for me, but never miyatsraya. Lo as avosinu bilvad, go like a lich baruchu. He didn't only redeem our fathers. Ella, O son of Goliman. Right? But rather, he also redeemed us. And us, he redeemed from there. This is part of Hidden Devarim, which is the next generation. And us, he redeemed from there. No, he didn't. He redeemed your fathers. No, the son of the man, son of us, it's not a starts of Shoshana. The Gula, we're recipients of the Gula as well. Maybe we didn't physically leave. We had to view ourselves like we did. All the tov of the Gula was really came to us as well. Right? And we have to view ourselves that way. Can't just think, eh, it's some ancient thing that happened a long time ago. Something like that, right? So it does seem that God, the idea of Gaal, as I was saying, that Gaal Anu seems to be in line with this, right? And Mimamish, we just said this very recently. This is B'chol Davidor, it's like at the very end of Maggid. Now you're saying the Fika, and you're saying, right, the Shevach. Again, the question to me is the order. Right? Those saying of a battle, Afo Sana. Sounds like the first of all the Gula is our fathers. And then also Das trickles down to us. But here we're saying, Asher Ga'ala Nu, the Gaal Zavaseinu. So if that's what it means, then it's funny the order, right? So Moshe is saying, and it's good, is that, see, previously, spelling this out, but previously we're doing Sipur. And Sipur, you tell the story, you start with our fathers, and then you said, hey, not only did the benefit of our fathers taken out, but there's our first son to go, right? And we said also in earlier, ultimately, the story starts with your fathers and trickles down to you. It's true. But now we're at Shevach. We're not doing the story anymore. Now we're reflecting on the story and we're giving Shevach Lashem. So Shevach is me, is the Gavra Meshavach. And from my vantage point, who's saying Shevach, I'm me. And I'm saying Hashem with Gaal Anu. The Gaal of Hosseinu. Like ultimately, he's called me through Gaal of Hosseinu. But there's like a primary Shevach is for you, is like I am the recipient of the Gula, and he redeemed my fathers, which is again the way he did it. But it's like there's the Shevach is formulated, it's like self-centered in terms of the Shevach. Trying to move you, especially because that was the Chol Davidor Chayav. So this is part of it moving you personally to appreciate how you are affected. Part of the kiyum of the night is to appreciate what your life is and how the thing benefited you. And now you're breaking out in song and expressing a Shevach for that. So I don't know if I'm saying Shevach is always self-centered. I don't know if that's maybe extreme. But in this Shevach is built, is the culmination of the whatever it's. But based on the Rosh it's trying to get you out of the idea of these are ancient events and trying to make think about its impact on your personal life. Now, of course, it doesn't mean you're denying the Avos. I mean, of course, it includes them as well, but it's centered on you because that's the very point of what we're doing this stage of my God.
So why does it mention Avos?
The thing is, the Shevach is. Like his goal, like we're giving a Shevach. Ultimately, the us is through our fathers. So it's like the Shevach is that he's goal us and our fathers, right? It is the pack. He did us through our fathers. So it's like ultimately, like the Shevach is on the, in a certain sense, it's primarily on what he did to our fathers in some sense, practically. But it's like, we're giving the Shevach on the experience, the life that we have. Because of what he did to our fathers. So it's like the Shevach is also on our fathers, because that's ultimately what allows it to have us. So it's just like the focal point is us. But he didn't redeem us directly. He redeemed our fathers, and he gave us a lineage of Torah and Chachmah and all that. So in a certain sense, you say, look, it's better to be redeemed in the result of years after the redemption than the redemption itself, because we have a benefit of all the growth that we've experienced through the passing down the chain of all the Chachmah. You know. But I mean, in plain shot, it leans on our fathers. Not denying that, it's just refocusing. It's not like you're just saying is that he redeemed us because he gave us the state of Israel, or I don't know, some modern day redemption. That's not what it's talking about. I mean, maybe that's also true. But it's through our fathers. It's redeemed us and redeemed our fathers. from Mitzrayim. Okay, the Yonah was Avos Yonah Mitzrayim. Okay, that's the lashon, right? Avos Yonah Mitzrayim. It's not talking about some other gula. It's going to Avos Yonah Mitzrayim. So ultimately, it's through our fathers that he did it. But in our framework of our Shavach, we are the recipients of the gula he did to our fathers. We have Shavach for on behalf of our fathers as well. And you know. Okay, so that's good, right? And that's really the. We'll get to it, but that's the core of the Shabbat. This is talking about the goal, talking about the fact that Hashem redeemed us. You see yourself as if you yourself redeemed from Mitzrayim. So you mean Shabbat, the fact that Hashem redeemed you, Father from Mitzrayim. Okay. Now he got with Alaylaz Elechabal Matzomara, right? So what's the pshat of Elechol? He got Alaylaz Elechabal Matzomara. That's he got us to this night in order to eat Matzomara. So where is that? What's the support for that idea? What's that based upon? So I think the thing it's based upon Vigatel Vincha by Yamahu Lamar. Vorzeh Asa Hashem Liv. He says Mitzrayim. Vorzeh. What's that? What does that mean? Vorzeh. Right. The pesukim before that are whatever. Shavu Sunda Chalmatzim Yom Shavu Chag Hashem Matzos Yechol Shavu Sim Lechol Chametz Yechol Sar Bchol Igbalacha Yadu Nechol Lamar Vorzeh Asa Hashem Liv. Mitzrayim Rashi Vorzeh Kayim Mitzvosa. Kigon, Pesach, Matzah, Umar, Halalu. Right? So he's saying, that's what you tell you good. Because of this, in order that we will be able to do these mitzvahs, right? Pesach, Matzah, Umar, right? And if you're in Galus, I guess it's just Matzah, Umar, right? Right? Asa Hashem, leave, it says in Mizraim. He did to me when he took me out of Mizraim. So, sounds, I mean, we have to explain it, but I mean, I think you're starting to explain it, but I mean, that's what we're saying, right? So, like, you redeemed us and brought us this night in order so that we could eat Matzomar. Is that why you took us out of Mitzrayim? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why do you take us out of Mitzrayim? Just so we could be free and go to hotels? No, that's not why he took us out. He took us out in order to redeem us. Redemption is, like, Ula, the Lashon Gula is freedom. For the mitzvahs, right? But it says we tell to the Galti Gula. Oh no, it says oh no, Galti, that's the show. The Gula there is the Ramban is the psychological Gula, whatever. But that's in the Ramban's thing, because the Gula is like it's like, you know, that we were free. Not fair that they redeemed us, they let us free. But whatever. But this is referring to that the purpose of our Gula is to enable us to live a life of Avodas Hashem, which is through Matzah, Maror, Pesach, the life of mitzvahs, that to take our energies, instead of just being Bali Taiva and Mitzrayim, be able to free up our energies, to be able to serve Hashem, and to do mitzvahs. So, in a certain sense, this very thing which we're eating is the culmination, is an expression of the purpose and the culmination of the Gula, so that we could do, have a night like tonight, which is a life of Torah mitzvahs, life that our food is not just plain food, but it's food of mitzvah. Right? We're involved in the physical, but like Hashem Hashem. No, it's one thing. Is I don't know if in the Rambam you can tell, but in the time of the mikvah, Pesach Matzamar, I would think so. Before Shekayim Mitzvosav, Gil Pesach Matzamar. Right on Yochel, that's your Torah, maybe Michael. Yochel Mitzvosav.
Yeah, no, no, yeah, I wasn't joking around. That was really, literally, where it talks about. Above Zeh.
Yeah, exactly.
It seems like almost, I don't know, I mean, I can't say for sure, but like a lot of that bracha seems to be referencing different parts in all this Maggid so far, at least what we've done so far.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's like tying it all together. Yeah. So, yeah, presumably, you'd say Pesach Matzah Mar Menachem L'Fanecha back in the time of the Mikdash, right? I don't see why not, right? We just don't do that now. But that's the Bavor Zel Amarti, and that's the mitzvah. See, we're trying is to involve these items and be able to say, this is why he took it down. That's the key of the mitzvah. It's not just a stam tell an abstract story, but it's an abstract story which has props, which embody the purpose, the objective of the gula. So is it other mitzvahs? I mean, yeah, I guess it's also other mitzvahs, but this is like the night. This is tonight, and this night is set up around. I don't know if it's dafka, present matzah mar, but it means the mitzvahs in general. right? Kegon, shekhan mitzvos, kegon pesach matzah halalu. But the mitzvah of sipur is to use these items and to point to this item and say, over there, this is why it took us out, because of these types of things. Right, so since the mitzvah of sipur is a mitzvah which involves these items, right? That's part of the way the mitzvah structure is on this night when the matzah these items are in front of us. Now we're giving shevach. So our shevach is that he redeemed us and he gave to, in order to give us this, these mitzvahs, the night built around these mitzvahs. Right? But this night is like the culmination of the gula. Okay, so now it gets right to the transition, right? Rabbi Akiva's transition. And nowadays, when we're in Galus, you don't just stop there. Intrinsically, that's the bracha, right? Then the mitzvah in the time of the Mekdash, presumably, and lots of level, that's it. And now that we're in Galus, we continue, right? So why are we doing that? Okay, yeah, so putting these thoughts together, so I mean, one thing, but basically the same thing as you're just saying. That we're giving Shevach to Hashem as a goel. But 2 points. One is, like you said, is that Gula is not really complete. We want to talk about that Hashem redeemed us in order to give us this. Not quite. Not quite. This isn't really the objective. It's half of the objective, or whatever. Part of it, we're involved in the system of mitzvahs, but it's not like, it's not the system in its full form. Full form of the mitzvahs. It involves mikdash and karbanos and ritzoy, the be'ach, all the whole thing. And there's like that, that's the ultimate state. So in some sense, we're giving shevach l'Hashem for bringing us halfway. It's not, it's like there's something lacking about that. It's not really the full, the shevach itself is in a certain sense lacking. We're saying that he brought us, what about the Pesach? What about everything else? This whole night is like an incomplete night. So that's one thing, that we have to reference the fact that as great as this is, there's going to be even greater. Right? And I think also, which is a related point, is like the focus here is the Midas Hashem of being a Gol Yisrael. Right? And the Midas Hashem of a Gol Yisrael is not a one-time, it's not just a one-time event. It's the fact that Hashem is a God. He's a God of the God, so seeing no one is going to be God in the future. But it's like the same, like when we're in contact with that Midas Hashem of being a God of Yisrael, it calls to mind the universal Midas Hashem and makes us yearn for the ultimate expression of the Gula. Right? It's like in the same, while we're talking about Hashem as a Goel, it's only natural to reflect that we are seeking out the ultimate expression of the Gula. This Gula is, we're celebrating it, but it's like, well, how could we not reflect on the fact that we're still in Galus and we're really seeking out a greater Gula and to ask for that? Now, I seem to remember that's the Vinyonis Pshat in Smith's Gula of Tefillah. He says, when you're talking about Gula, you should give Shal Hashem as a Goel and then you're not going to daven. It's like you're knocking on the door and not, and then you walk away. So he gives that example, something like that. It's like you're talking about Hashem as a Gol Yisrael, then ask him for to give all you or to satisfy your needs. So it's like tefillahs are like bakashos, but it's like the fact that he's a Goel brings to their mind that Hashem does these special things for Gol Yisrael. So then it's only natural to say, now I turn on myself and say, Hashem, you know, answer my needs. But this is even more direct. This is just saying is like the geula is only in an incomplete state in a certain sense right now. And but we're given the fact that it's the same midas Hashem, which is a goel, which is we're looking for. So it like totally fits into the idea of shevach Hashem as a goel, given that we're partially along the way to the ultimate geula. So we give shevach for where we're at, and we're requesting for that goel Hashem, Midas Hashem, being a goel, be more expressed to its fullest extent than Lasa Lava. So the particulars is the Vadim Ugal Acher. I guess, look, this is a Shabbat that's bringing us to this, to eat Mount Zamar. But this eating Mount Zamar is, I guess, a chag, part of the mitzvah of chag, but part of a greater system of Regalim and Vadim.
It's the fullest expression of that system, which we're not really zochet to at this point. I mean, we could do it. We have the mitzvah, but it's really, it's part of a whole system, which is in the year, right? In the together, the joy of being l'fnei Hashem al-kacha, happy in the building of that, and joyfully celebrating the avodas Hashem, bringing all kinds of korbanos, tzvachim, psachim, bringing them, sprinkling the blood on the mizbeach l'ratzon, I guess, getting, seeking out, you know, ritzoi from HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the korban. Right? That's like a whole other dimension of a korban, is that it's a vehicle of ritzoi. Right? Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here we're just doing the mitzvahs, but there's like a certain acceptedness, or, you know, acceptance of the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through bringing the korban, and that's part of what the Pesach, what the Chag is. And Nadocha Shir Chadash. It seems like the Shira, what do you guys say about the Shir Chadash? What's that? All right, like the saying is, when we reflect on these events, Lafika Hanach Machayav Machodah Vadar, we have to see ourselves, and Lafika Machayav, right? And like Michael said, you end up with another Shir Chadash, how did it go? Yeah, Meshiva the Good Runner of the Shir Chadash, Lucas, what's Machayav in the Shir Chadash, namely Talal, I guess. But Halal is like the where the personality, the full human personality is moved to appreciate the ideas and the emotions and all that are moved to song. Shavach LaHashem and a song. But that's still, although there is a Shir Chadash now, the ultimate Shir Chadash is going to be when we're not in Galus. And we're able to experience the full Simcha of the system of the Gula, of the Kirv HaMakom, and that's the Mikdash, right? So it's like there's a certain part of the Seder is like supposed to move the personality to feel his Kirv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the whole personality is comes to song. That's part of the thing. It's a big, all those halal, shalach, ramadah, shira, halal, singing. It's supposed to move your emotions towards the knowledge of these events. You think through it moves your emotions. But at the same time, there's a sad fact that we're in Galus. And as happy as we can be about the ideas of the Gala, the Geula, and the fact that we have the system and all that, you know, right? That whole thing. And we're still slaves. We're still in Galus. And the ultimate, we're yearning for the ultimate Shir Chadash, Shir Chadasha, the ultimate full move of the personality towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which could only happen when our full state, the system is in full place. We're Bifnei Hashem in his city. We don't have the Galus, all the Tzaros of the Galus upon us. And then we'll really acknowledge, you know, full mouthedly, or whatever, the Gula. So that means exactly about the freedom of our spirit. You know, maybe the Gula is our state, and then like our spirit, like the impact on us, something like that, like our nefesh. Maybe it's like certain psychological freedom that we'll have when we're removed from the Galus. It's interesting if Tarfon didn't like this. Did he have like a problem with this whole thing? Or is it he just does it, he gives it a question, or he like the doctor held you shouldn't do this? You know? Like I guess in some sense it distracts. Maybe that's the point. It's like in some sense it's complaining about that Gilas Mitzrayim isn't enough. There is that connotation. You're dealing with Mitzrayim and it's gonna get even better. You could argue, come over to Tarfon and say, okay, you complain about that tomorrow or whatever. But today, focus on how great Gilas Mitzrayim is. Like there is a movement of the personality to seek out something greater, and in a certain sense, that's natural, and it's a celebration of Mizkosh Baruch Hu of a Goel, and the yearning for that fullest Gula. But at the same time, maybe your Tarfon is going to say, on this night, keep your focus on that, or this at least this stage. I maybe later in the talk about that. In the fifth coast, we talk about that. I don't know. But right now, you're giving Shavach on the Gula, right?
What was Rabbi Tarfon's Shita again? Where did he say you do?
Rambam's on the Mishnah. He just says you don't do Cain. He stops before Cain. It's Kuf Tes Ayin on the base in the Mishnah. He stops before the word Cain.
Okay. Okay.
He doesn't have the request. He just has the Shavach without the Bakasha about the future.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, like, there's a downside to it, which is it minimizes in a certain sense the joy about this goal. You know, you start getting longing about the future. Well, enjoy the present. Give Shavach on the present. It could be as like that's a machlokas. I don't need to go further than that, but it's like there is. It's natural to do so, and it helps you connect you up to the goal of Yisrael, and it's an appropriate response of a person when he's thinking about the Shavach Hashem and the Gula, and he knows that he's only due to our sins or whatever. It's not like Hashem fell short. It's just for our sins. We're in a state where we yearn for the greatest Gula.
Well, longing is.
In some sense, it's like the elephant in the room. It's like, you could just pretend like it's not true, but like it is true. We are in Galus. Okay, you know, in some sense, we're talking just saying, look, forget about that. Just talk about the good things. But it could be Rikiva is going to say, okay, well, we know that we're in Galus. I mean, nowadays we're in a comfortable state, but, you know, who knows? And a lot of different states are in tough times, and you just can ignore it and pretend like everything's all cheery-eyed. You could do that, or you could say, listen, I know that we're not perfect, but we're yearning. We know Hashem will do that, and we're giving, we're requesting that and seeking that out because we know Hashem's a goal as well. So we give Shavach with Midas Hashem, and we realize if you are not in the highest state right now, but we will be, and we're seeking that out. So it's like, in some sense, bringing it up calls out the fact that we're not there, and there's a longing. But at the same time, you could argue that longing is there, you just might not talk about it, but it doesn't necessarily make it disappear. So I don't know if they go, like, is that a halakhic question? Is it a philosophical, psychological? I'm not sure how to go further than that. But I mean, I could see an argument for and against. You know, there's a value of keeping your focus on this. On the other hand, there's a value of dealing with the emotion that we are not there and talking about it. We don't say, I think we did this last year. We don't just say that's a halakh manya. That's one of the main ideas. Starting in Aramaic and talk about Shalav, David, and thought, you know. It's like we're in Galus. We can't pretend we're not. We are in Galus, but we still got a long way from our Lachman and Bechol Asana, and we're the system of Torah and Chesed of inviting people over and Hashafta Avde. We know that in the future we're going to be great. Something like that. I don't remember exactly the deals, but somehow it's like before we even start the Seder, we have to address the fact that, you know, there is we are not necessarily where we need to be. That's the Seder part of the Galus, you know, Seder and Galus. But, you know, if Tarfon's almost saying, let's just ignore it. Pretend like where everything's great and just don't focus on that, and let's focus on the Shava. And look, in the back of your mind, you know about that. But okay, it's fine. They're in the back of your mind. But don't bring it to the funny one. Just focus on the Shava and greatness of the Gula. Okay, so, you know, these are some thoughts. Sure, you know, there's more to say on this bracha and really through all in the question, but, you know.
That's
All right, everybody, so have a Chag Kosher Sameach.